happy Monday, KMA Land. It's time for the Double X Factor. And this is where I team up with my co-host.
It's me, Spencer Williams. I love Mondays. And you have been working really hard, Sandy. You've put in a lot of work on these topics. These are some big ones. And I think maybe some of it is because of this big birthday we have.
Well, it could be.
Two days.
There's some statistic out there somewhere that says 8 out of 10 women over the age of 50 feel invisible.
Ugh.
So I thought maybe we'd talk about the idea of feeling seen this week.
Absolutely. And when you mention the age, it's kind of interesting because I think that sometimes women try to fit in where they need to fit in instead of kind of along that identity piece. Instead of trying to find out who they really are, it's way easier for us to go through life kind of fitting in the box.
Well, I think that's really true. And if you have built a lot of your identity around things like appearance or things like that, that are kind of connected to age, I can see how you could kind of lose sight of yourself. And I think that's more of what's going on than being ignored by the opposite sex or by the world in general.
Right. And we were talking a little bit before we went on the air about social media and how that plays a factor. And you were sharing a story. Why don't you talk a little bit about that?
Well, I kind of had come across a picture that I kind of liked and I updated my profile picture. And all these comments come in, all these nice compliments come in, and you feel seen. And I think social media, that's a big driver behind it, is you feel seen for what's going on.
Absolutely. And that's kind of a thing that I love about social media, is because you probably heard from some people that you hadn't heard from for a while. And so I think sometimes social media gets a bad rap, but it also has some very positive things too. They saw this beautiful picture, which it was beautiful, and so they wanted to allow you to feel that. I do think too that we sometimes stay in relationships where we don't have much of a voice, and so then when we're not seen, we get bitter and resentful, and those relationships are damaged. Or we try too hard to be seen.
Yeah,
you know. So it's really kind of finding this balance of how we want to be seen.
Right. I think in those relationships you're talking about, it can become very easy to betray yourself. You
Definitely.
Kind of become something you're not really even wanting to be, just trying to be seen. I can attest to that. I've been in those kinds of relationships. So, you know, there's some real power to knowing and seeing yourself. Mm-hmm. Not that you should not rely on other people to give you some of that. We all need that. It's very tribal, actually.
Right.
But we also have to make sure we're seeing ourselves.
And we always do this kind of accidentally. But again, it ties into last week because when we really focus on these topics, we start to see this in other people too. And I think it allows us to give other people more grace too. Mm-hmm. We know a lot of people that are either struggling to be seen in some area of their life or, again, are trying too hard. And sometimes we find that annoying, but it really helps to kind of know that there's something else going on there.
Yeah. Just taking a look to see what's going on within. I think that's what it's all about.
It's going to be a great week. Thanks so much, and the birthday's coming.